Welcome, welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your via host, Cody Brown, Cody B. Brown on the Cody Brown Show. And moving forward, we're just going to jump right into this. Neither one of those. You have to understand sometimes I have corny sense, which I embrace and love. So we're just going to gently embrace part two. The flourishing entrepreneur. So, happiness might just be a challenge for some who convince themselves that material outcomes generates this emotion called happiness. Common sense, who states we are the creators of our own happiness, right? Honestly, miserable people don't want to hear about how to be happy, how to maintain happiness, because the happiness is a mask for some. And I will not state mostly simply because if you have never experienced true happiness for the receiving end to the naturally given, listen to the Cody Brown Show and tuning in. For the most part, listening to this podcast, with me, via Cody Brown. Again, I welcome you to the Cody Brown Show. My show will either give you a broader perspective. It will give you the opportunity to use your voice if you choose to reflect and provide your analogy. You know, sometimes my tongue does these things. Analogy. Let me just be layman terms. Your reflection, your opinion on the subject matter. The doors are definitely open, right? And we're not going to talk about doors open, because the first time I can recall, and I'm a church individual, but this is the first time that I ever heard a church say, the doors are now open. I personally thought it was an instruction that church was over and you could leave. And when it was brought to me, I got a phone call and they're like, yo, lady, right? Miss Lady, where are you? All right, Cody, I'm speaking to Cody. Where are you? I'm already at Denny's, right? Your synonym for the Waffle House. So I'm at Denny's and they're like, why did you leave? You said the doors are now open. Moving forward. So if you have a broader perspective, this is a wonderful platform to give you the opportunity to use your voice, right? So this is not a trial. And this is an experience for all who choose to go beyond I wish, go beyond I believe, go beyond I see, the mark of evolution. Why should anyone be left behind during the wonderful time? I mean, it is a time of mourning. It's a time of loss. It's a time of gain. It's a time of becoming, right? It's a time of evolving. And for those who are weak, we don't prowl on them. We pick them up, right? So that our bond can be stronger than anything, right? 2021. 2020 was the opportunity to be able to see. To see what it is that we had to fix within ourselves, to see what it is that we had to maneuver, to see what it is that what we had to eliminate it, whether it's family, people, places, or things. Moving forward, strength and courage is here. How do we obtain it, right? Are you honestly trying to figure out how to transition within this pandemic? Excuse me, I need some coffee. Let me say that again. Are you honestly trying to figure out how to transition within this pandemic? the focus is you, right? Getting caught up into the feeling like you're responsible for the weight of others, looking for the approval of the naysayers, when you know your prerequisites and your knowledge to maintain daily success that leads into weekly, the bi-weekly will begin to feel like, I got this. If I would have maintained self this sooner, where would I be type of mind frame? Now see, listen. Gather all of those experiences you possess until this point. Translate that experience into your service and your product. Open your mouth, not literally, but speak up. And speaking up is not an easy thing to do for some individuals. Sometimes some individuals need a group to be able to speak, right? And we're not, and I'm not saying this is in a sense of a group in a way to speak up of expressing how you feel. No, sometimes some individuals need a team. And I'm a true believer that everyone needs a team as a collective. This is a team thing. Everyone being on one accord, right? Motivating, inspiring, leaving no one behind. If you had a coin, right? Are you so possessed of that coin that you are selfishly saying, I worked hard for this coin and I just don't want to give? Now see, when we take away the material things and transfer that coin into spiritual abundance, it already feels full. It feels nourishing. It feels blissful, right? You can't take back the blessing of spiritual gifts, right? Once it's given, you can't take it back. Because ain't no Indian givers on here. And I'm not trying to disrespect anyone, any race or form, but what I'm trying to say is, for those entrepreneurs who are established, some people don't want to go back into, see, I'm moving, I'm going left. Let me get back to this. So, opening your mouth, not literally, but speaking up, right? Who are you trying to speak up to? What voice are you upholding for people? Which falls into your targeted audience? That's why it's very important to know what direction you're trying to go into. We can all speak about motivation, but we all deliver it differently, right? I like to speak calm and collective. So my platform may not be for the hyperactive active person. But yet, if I was to expose that my mental mind frame is hyperactivity and I can transfer that and move a little bit faster than speaking like a bouncing ball, because see, my focus is to make sure that each word is digested for the one who was determined, motivated, and they're inspired. The one whom technology is the outlet, right? This tool that we can utilize and we can network and we can build and we can create, right? Moving forward, investing into yourself. So we have this device. Now, how can you utilize it so that you can be able to invest into yourself, so that you can be able to see the progress, you know? And that can be very, very frustrating, because a lot of people are not, just because someone knows how to dial a number does not mean that individuals know how to operate technology. Let's get that right. And no one should be left behind when it comes to technology. Once a person is able to grasp the 1, 2, 3 ABC, and you watch an individual who knew nothing on how to network with a social media platform, how to properly brand themselves through a social platform. I'm just talking simple steps for those of you who are overwhelmingly telling yourself, oh, I have to have a website right now. I have to have this and I have to have that because of what you see and what's being presented, right? No, you start off small until you get your rhythm, right? But how do you identify that rhythm? It goes all the way back before we can even master the steps of creating. We have to master self so that you don't become a victim of a statistics of the one hit wonder business. Okay? Moving forward, I'm going to provide so many ways that you can invest into yourself, your brand, your service, and your product, and help you create a monthly forecast that's, you know, in regarding to your monthly accomplishments. And that takes time, you know. It depends on you. It depends on your discipline, on how much you can the tasks that you can complete, right? Whether that be daily, weekly, but for the most part, for those of you who have a 9-to-5, those of you who work mid-shift, graveyards, and you are investing into yourself and pertaining to, you know, your product, your service, you want to, I can't stress it enough, plan. When you plan, it's just checking it off. But when you're just, a reason why I say this is because I used to be the aspiring entrepreneur who just went with the flow, you know, and then your mind starts roaming into all these other ideas. And then when you finally, the light bulbs come back on, you go back to the idea that you started and it's like, wow, I could have completed this, that, and this. But I was trying to master all these other things. Now, reality, for those of you whom is creating a brand that has a service or a product, you are going to have to play all those, the team, until your team falls into place, okay? And that's just reality. And sometimes it's overbearing, overwhelming, and there's going to be days where you're going to want to give up. But instead of preordaining that, I'm not going to give up should be the mind frame, right? I am not going to give up. So, and that leads me to kind of go into one of my experiences that I had as my aspiring entrepreneur days back in 2003. I had obtained, I believe it was 2003, maybe 2002, but I obtained my medical billing certification, and immediately after I got my certification, I was a medical biller. Mind you, I had no hands-on experience. All I knew was the crammed information that was given to me. I went out and purchased an office space and furnished it out. And mind you, I still had a job, okay? But I was so determined to fully be an entrepreneur, no longer have to work for anyone else. I wanted to be independent. And so I'm in this office. I'm creating documents, mind you. I'm not creating a prospect list. I'm not marketing the business. No one knows this business even exists. My family know that I'm a medical biller. And I know everyone was saying in their head, like, she done purchased the office. She don't have no clients. you can tell me nothing. I didn't want to hear no. I was so closed-minded. Okay. So when I realized no money was generating in, I closed it down. 5-6 years later, I went and purchased another office space just as bigger. I said, I'm not holding on. I'm going to be a medical biller. And so I said, I got a bigger space, multiple rooms where I could have. See, I had this vision. Multiple medical billers working as one team. Oh, this business is going to take off. I was just looking at the end result of my vision. I had no plan, no strategy, how I was going to get clients, all these things. And that was when the light bulb came on. As I said, I need to go in the industry and get hands on. And then after all those years experience of learning medical billing and then going into revenue cycle management, right? These clients that I obtained, I was sitting here saying, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life because this is not my passion. Because my passion that were hobbies were that were on the side was my most struggle. And I was trying to obtain something that was supposed to have already been lucrative. And it's statistic wise lucrative, you know, globally. This is a guaranteed way to generate income. But I didn't want to put in the footwork, the marketing side, the networking side, the footwork. So I let it go. I acknowledged. And being able to communicate is something that I've always enjoyed doing. If I knew the information, I freely, with open heart, provide information. You know, sometimes I had to go through stages where, you know, most people didn't want to be around me because they felt that I thought I was too smart. And I never, and I stand tall on that, on this, is never allow anyone to make you feel that you are too smart. If someone feels that way towards you, it's because they're insecure about themselves, okay? And if you're an individual who's openly willing to give information that will benefit them, you have done a wonderful deed, okay? And so with that being said, crazy good errors are good. And that experience years ago, okay, that made me confident. It made me determined. You know, it made me open. So I want to hear some of your stories, inspiring entrepreneurs and establishing entrepreneurs. What experiences have you been through in the past that can encourage someone else that, you know, good errors are good. We learn from them. And what are some errors that, you know, we don't learn from? Could that be vulnerability? How do we identify vulnerability? I'm not talking about your basic vulnerability, someone presenting an opportunity that doesn't allow you to be you. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the vulnerability of thinking you're going in the right direction, and then you lead into a pit stop, and you wonder, how do you get out of this situation? Because there's so, entrepreneurship, some people treat it as a game. Some people treat it as an essential lifestyle. How are you going to treat entrepreneurship? How are you going to reflect it? Are you a role model? Or are you a trend? Moving forward, so those experiences taught me to put the same energy into who I am today. You know, people are going to laugh, etc. That's okay. Understand, stories are not being told anymore. And for those of those who are telling stories, are behind the scenes. and come correct, some people don't want to revisit the development of who they are today. And with that being stated, uprise and become someone's motivation of I can. It's a beautiful thing to see the blessings of a flourishing entrepreneur. Just as it's easy to astray from your vision, your plan, and or your goals from established entrepreneurs. Moving forward, make sure you maintain your happy, since that's what we all called in for 2021. I am sending you peace, understanding, longevity, joy, and happiness. It's up to you to accept it. If you have any questions or concerns, if you would like to be on the Cody Brown Show as a guest, email thecodybrownshow@gmail.com. You may also send an inquiry on The Cody Brown Show Instagram, but you will be directed again to the email, thecodybrownshow@gmail.com. So don't forget, love is kind, love is gentle, and that is you. It is your flourishing season. Nourish yourself well. All right, thank you for tuning in to The Cody Brown Show. I am your via host, Cody Brown.